Welcome to the Coder Catch Up podcast. My name is Jamie Jones. In this episode, we're going to be talking about retrospectives. Now, if you don't know what they are, essentially just looking back at something and just analyzing that. So you can kind of think of it as like agile methodology. So with agile, essentially what you want to do is, let's say you take a week sprint. So it's a week period to get something done. At the start of that week, you will plan out what's going to happen. So you're going to go, okay, this week I'm going to try to accomplish X. Or there might be X, Y, and Z. Then by the time the end of the week comes, you analyze it the week by going, okay, we got X and Y done. We didn't get Z done. We didn't get Z done for this reason. When we did X and Y, we ran into these problems. This is what we should look at doing next time. Just giving that kind of analysis, as you can see. And a retrospective is kind of pretty much the same as that, but it's more so general. So I don't know if, you know, Agile come from the whole retrospective kind of thing, but essentially it's translates to anything, really. So I suppose you go, you Agile your life, really, Agile a year. That's kind of long running. But essentially it's just anything that you could take and you can go back and review. That's something I really recommend. Now, most people do this right at the very end of the year or even at the start, like the very start of the following year. And I don't think that's the best time because most of the time you're in kind of holiday mode. You don't really want to be thinking about work-related stuff. So I like to do it a little bit earlier. And it gives me a good chance to, while I'm still kind of in a work focused mind just before Christmas, and I can really get a good grasp of, you know, what I've got to now and then look back at the previous year. Now, a big key to this is actually writing things down. That one, it gives you a really good way to measure. So it's easy to forget over a long period of time of things that you want to keep track of. So it's really important there. Now, before I start, what I do is actually write down some milestones of what I've achieved throughout the year, because these things I might not have actually tracked. Like, I wanted to learn React, right? I didn't actually plan on doing that at the very start of the year. I wanted to actually move more into Ember, look at Ember a lot more, and I didn't even contemplate React, really. So, and it turns out now I'm writing a lot more React, and yeah, those kind of things crop up. So that's kind of a milestone for me. You know, it's another front-end JavaScript thing that I've got on my plate now that I use day-to-day. So those kind of things are important, so you can't forget about those as well. So what you do is you then get your goals that you've kind of set for the year ahead that you set at the very start of the year. Then you punch them up and just write some notes and just go, okay, yes, I achieved this. No, I didn't achieve this. And just kind of analyze each little point. Hopefully you've got a few points. And then from there, you can kind of write down anything like where you had troubles with them and things like that. And then once you've figured out the troubles you had, write down ways that you can look to try and overcome those troubles in the future. Those are pretty important there, because that way you can then look back on the previous year, after the next year comes, and just see, you know, if you were able to stick to that kind of goal. Because essentially anything that you want to do as a something to overcome something, so you had a problem with learning, let's say post CSS, you wanted to learn post CSS, you ran into some troubles, the following year you can make sure that you look back at that and go, okay, this is how I said I'm going to overcome them, am I following that? And this just kind of slowly builds and snowballs over time, and eventually that'll actually completely move off your list, because it might be, you know, something that's now second nature, or you might not actually use it anymore. Something else might have come along and you've replaced it. That's one way of doing it, which is the one way that I personally recommend. The next thing is to add in your milestones, things like I'm going to add in React there, and, you know, I'll put in my pain points there and things that I found great about it, etc. And you're slowly building up this list. And then from there, once you've got it all compiled, you can kind of get an overview of exactly what happened throughout the year, what you wanted to do and what you'd accomplished. And it provides a really nice little snapshot. Now, it doesn't have to take you long. You can probably do this in 15 minutes. It depends on how much you've done and how much you actually want to look back on. So it's up to you. You know, you can do as little or as much as you like. But it's definitely something that's worth doing. If you've never tried it before, definitely try it. Now, to get the most out of it, I do find that you need to do at least 2 years worth, but you can just do it over a normal year. Like if you don't have any goals that you set at the start of the year, you can just literally write down, take the milestone points that I talked about, and you can just retrospect on those. So find out, okay, cool, I started using React. So I'm going to go back to this React example. And I've found that it's made X, Y, and Z easier in my life. So in future projects, I can now go, okay, cool, I can reach for that tool. As opposed to, say, in Rails, instead of using UJS, I might actually use React because I get X, Y, and Z benefits over using UJS. There is maybe a little bit more implementation, but the benefits outweigh the cons. So there's those kind of things. But I'd love to know if anyone has tried doing retrospectives before, if they do them, have they found them useful or not? I'd really love to know, because I don't know too many people who actually do this in terms of the web. I know people who do it from a business perspective, but I do not know too many coders who are doing this and looking at it as a code point of view. But anyway, I'd love to know your thoughts. Please send a tweet through to @CoderCatchUp on Twitter. You can send through an email to codercatchup@gmail.com or even leave a comment on codercatchup.com under this episode. So I'd really love to know your thoughts. I think it's a great thing and it's worthwhile doing. So I'd love, as a little bit of a homework, if you can try it. You know, as I said, it can take you about 15 minutes. It won't take very long. So, yeah, get into it and give it a go. So that's it. If you do have some spare time, please don't forget to rate and review on iTunes if you can. I'd really, really appreciate that. Not only does it give me feedback, it also just promotes the podcast to other people and it might end up helping them from something they learn on this podcast. So I'd really, really appreciate that. And if you don't already subscribe, please do subscribe so you make sure you get all the latest episodes. That's it. And we'll catch the next episode.